There is a prophetic word from the Lord.
I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. If you dare to be out of order tonight to reach God. If you dare to be out of protocol tonight to reach God. I tell you, your new season. Your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing
you.
There is a prophetic word from the Lord.
Has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. If you dare to be out of order tonight to reach God. If you dare to be out of protocol tonight to reach God. I tell you, your new season. Your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing
you. The wall break down. The saints should break forth.
With light and fire and bigger vitality. And if Christ ever healed, he can heal today.
The crusade of the century. Welcome the Archbishop Professor Benson Idahosa. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
And Jesus said, the business of faith is not a we, but you.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that does what? Where you are is not as important as where you are going. Where you are coming from should not disturb you from what God wants to do with you now. Somebody say big hallelujah. Whosoever
believe,
God
believe,
finding it
believe.
Hard to bless.
God is finding it hard to bless who doubt. It doesn't matter how many million you put in the ministry. It doesn't matter how many million you put in the ministry. If you don't put faith, lose everything. If you invest money in business and you don't believe in that business, it will die. If you marry with kisses, you kiss her front and back, and you don't believe in her, the marriage will die. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying this morning. Let me hear you put your hand together for Jesus. I said, put your hand together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your right hand this morning. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Holy Spirit, you are in charge. Holy Spirit, it was with you God created heaven and earth. Holy Spirit, you were the breath that brought everything about. Holy Spirit, do your work this morning and glorify Christ. Touch every heart, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Let the weak be made strong. Let the bound be loose. Let the sick be healed. Set God's people free and put them on track for the work of the ministry. Thank you for victory this morning. Bless the people of God with your power and anointing. And we give you glory and honor for what we expect you to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen. Give the Lord a big shout of hallelujah. I say, give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Amen. Be seated. Thank God for victory. I say, thank God for victory. I say, thank God for victory. From the first time I stepped here some years ago, I saw in the life of Dr. Gary Westone and Pastor Faye a determination to do something for the kingdom of God. And our relationship has been on two principal things. Number one, to affect our generation. I said in Florida yesterday, no matter what you do in your life, if you leave this world the way you met it, it was better you didn't come. I want to repeat. God did not say anybody is born by mistake. But everyone is born with right and born with power and born with anointing. But Jesus says some who come to this world and do nothing for God and do nothing for their generation, it was better a millstone is tied to their neck and they are dropped to the sea than to waste God's own time. I thank God. Whenever I'm in Delaware, two things I ask Pastor Gary Weston: where have you been recently? And where are you going next? A man that is not coming and going is a stale man. And when you stand too much still, life passes you by. You didn't hear me? If you stay too long in one place, life passes you by. Tell me what I said. I didn't hear you. Try it one more time. Now, how many of you know the meaning of that? How many of you know that if you are not moving forward, you are moving backward? And so this morning I asked him, where are you coming from? And he said, I just came in. Where are you going? And he said, I'm traveling on Monday, Tuesday. That's all that I live for now.
I did my best for 32 years to be a founder of ministries, helper to establish ministries of all kinds. I told Pastor Faye just now, I said, I wish every evangelist have a church. Because if you have no church, when you now become so old, you can no more go. It will look as if you did nothing when you were walking. Did you hear me? I'm grateful to God. I'm here this morning. God brought me to take you to a new level. Tell someone new level. Say to your neighbor, new level. So I'm not going to run from the beginning of the stage to the other end as I used to do when I was 50 years old. I'm not going to jump up and down as I used to do when I was 55. I'm now stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Say with me, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I can do all things with the power of God that raised me up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Follow me to the book of Matthew this morning. Matthew 17. Matthew 17, verse 14. When they were come to the multitude, yet came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, can you use the word with me, kneeling down and saying, picture within your brain and your mind, someone stand before you and all of a sudden, and from that stage, he begins to speak. Say what? Look at what it says in the next verse. Saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. For he's lunatic and so vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. You know, for several years, many preachers displayed the hand of God in action. They displayed the hand of God in demonstration. And if you were to ask me privately this morning, what stage are we now in the area of the ministry of Jesus on earth? If you were to ask me a private question, this is what I would tell you. It's your turn. You didn't hear me. I said you didn't hear me. Time of begging preachers to pray for you is getting over. You didn't hear me. Everyone here today is qualified to do the work of the ministry. I brought him to your disciples. They could not cure him. But have mercy on me. And Jesus said, bring him to me. Bring him to me. What type of man is Jesus asking to come? Look at his name, his profession, his life. Number one, lunatic. Number two, so vexed.
Number three, look at it. Are you with me? Falleth into fire. Number four, into water. Jesus says, bring him. You didn't hear me? The man lunatic, bring him. The man vexed with demons, bring him. The sick that disciples could not cure, bring him. Bring him for what? Question. Church, bring him for what? Everybody is quiet. You are in the Bible church. Bring him for what? I didn't hear you. Stand up quickly. Bring him for what? Bring him for what? Let us see whether that's what Jesus said. Oh, Lord God. Look at verse. Pastor Faith, this will help you and me. Jesus rebuked the devil. And he, the devil, departed out of what? Him. And the child was cured from when? Please remain standing for a few minutes with me. I don't pastor a sleeping church. I pastor a living church, and this is one of the churches that is a living church in America. If we can no more cure the sick, the door should be closed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If the church can no more pray for the vexed, the lunatic, the fallen, the dying to be cured, shut the door. But thank God for Jesus who said, bring him to me. I said, thank God for Jesus who said, bring him to me. I don't know any church today in this town where the pastor said, today is lunatic's day. You didn't hear me. I don't know any church today in Washington where the shepherd will say, this day is dedicated for the lunatics. Do you know how many of us will run when the pastor said, bring all the lunatic to the altar? Oh God. I know what I'm after this morning. We are soon going to get there so that you can know what to do tomorrow. Look at the 19th verse. Then came the disciple to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Jesus said unto them, not because you didn't come to church, not because you didn't pay your tithe, not because you were not speaking in tongue, but because of your what? Why are many things going wrong? Do you know the good news? Unbelief is a belief. But has on in the back. There's a belief in the front. There's on at the back. If you will take the on away, what will you find?
Believe.
Sit down. They were sincere enough to ask him, why could we not cast him out? 9 men, 1 devil. You didn't hear me. 9 men, 1 devil. Why could we not stand a him? Hear me. I've been in that room for 1 hour.
listening to your praise and worship and singing and dancing. There are few churches in America that do what you do. Very few. Very few. So many churches on edge today, not just America. They are there for ceremony. But thank God for a church with power. For several years, I taught each one of us. We are men and women that God is training for lengthening ceremony. Until I read this scripture. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing. Point your hand to your chest and me. Jesus is telling me, nothing shall be impossible unto me. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, the Lord asked me to tell you, nothing shall be impossible to you. To you. I believe in my heart that the men we are expecting to hear from Jesus, the reason you could not cure him is because hear me. Why could we not cure him? Because you were not in church last week. Why could we not cure him? Because you didn't pay tithe. Why could we not cure him? What has troubled me most in this scripture is we. You didn't hear what I said. And Jesus said, the business of faith is not a we, but you. Verily I say unto who? You. Verily I say unto who?
You.
If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. Was there anything you ever thought in your life could not be done? Tell me the truth. Is there anything you ever thought in life you could not do? Not from today. I said not from today. From today, Jesus says nothing. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. The story he told you just now about Maiduguri, he said it so lightly, he said it so cheap, because it's over. Maiduguri, Nigeria, is the place Islam came from Saudi Arabia to enter Nigeria. All right?
You've seen that man before? Who do you think is pointing his finger there? Who is this man? You think that Pastor Gary? All right. Maiduguri, a denomination had been there for 40 years before 11 years ago. With 9 converts. 9 for 40 years. The head of the organization told me they spent over $15 million for 9 converts. 11 years ago, I went to Maiduguri. God opened the door. This time, when we asked for pastors to come, there were 64 pastors. Who were saved 11 years ago, now in the ministry. And with what we saw last month, 5 years from now, Pastor Gary heard when we asked every pastor, what were you before? A Muslim. What were you before? A Muslim. What were you before? A Muslim. No man dare say that in Maiduguri. They cut your throat. Because you can never be a former Muslim. If you are a former Muslim, you are a former die. But what has happened? 103 churches now in Maiduguri. There is no door closed that God cannot open. There's no way too dark that God cannot give you his light. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Look at this verse. Verse 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, who had a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he cheereth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake unto thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is this ago since this came on him? He said, of a child. Verse 22. And oftentimes it has cast him into fire, and oftentimes into waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have mercy and compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that does what? There is power in your belief. Look at me, please. I didn't come to tickle you. I didn't come to shake you. I come to establish you in one thing. What is the reason things you want to happen are not happening? Not because you are not a Christian. Not because you don't pray. Not because